This is the fifth year of a volunteer effort to collect data about tiny bits of plastic washing up on seacoast beaches. NHPR's Annie Ropeek tagged along on a recent microplastics survey and has this story.
Volunteers at Genesee Beach kneel beside a pile of dead seaweed, sifting sand into a bucket like they're panning for gold. Their treasure is data about the minuscule, broken-down plastic fragments littering the seacoast.
Yep, just shake it back and forth. Once you get all the sand out, you want to just take a really good look. And this is a piece of foam right here.
Blue Ocean Society Executive Director Jen Kennedy offers pointers as volunteers bag dozens of tiny styrofoam balls, bits of fishing lines, and candy wrappers.
We don't really understand all the effects that microplastics have so far, but we know that microplastics are accessible to every animal in the food chain, basically. So the tiny plankton have been shown with microplastics in their guts, up to, you know, I'm sure whales eat them in the fish that they eat.
Vidya Balasubramanian works full-time as a coastal researcher, but says this volunteering is a tangible way to give back.
For me, I feel like the best way that I can help make a change is through data and science, and so citizen science fits well into that.
She and others will collect more data from these same patches of sand once a month until October. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.